Hello.
Yeah, good evening. My name is Tony, calling from Opinion Research, and we're conducting a public opinion survey on state and national issues. Your answers are anonymous and confidential, and your opinions are very important to the success of the survey. Are you registered to vote as a Republican in Maryland?
Yes.
Okay. All right, ma'am. How likely are you to vote in Maryland Republican primary election for U.S. Senate in a couple of weeks? Would that be a definitely will vote, likely
definite.
Will vote, or may? Okay, definitely.
Definite.
Okay, I'm going to read you the names of several individuals. After I mention each name, I would like you to tell me if you recognize that person. If you do, I would like you to tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable or neutral opinion of that individual. Okay, the first one would be Larry Hogan.
I recognize that name, and I have a favorable opinion.
Very favorable, or just somewhat favorable?
Somewhat.
Okay, somewhat. Robin Picker.
Nope. Don't know that person.
Don't know. Okay, Donald Trump.
Yes, I know him. Well,
very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Favorable. Very favorable.
Okay, Chris Chaffee.
Nope, don't know that person.
Don't know him. Okay, thank you. All right, ma'am, and if the May 2024 Republican primary election for United States Senate were held today, for whom would you vote? Robin Ficker, Larry Hogan, Chris Chaffee,
Larry
or
Hogan.
Someone else?
Larry Hogan.
Larry Hogan. Okay, and then do you support or oppose U.S. aid to Ukraine?
That's a hard question to answer. I sort of support it. Somewhat.
Okay,
support.
Would that be somewhat supported? Okay. All right.
Yes.
All right. And do you support or oppose U.S. aid to Israel?
I support it. Strongly support it.
Strongly support. Okay. All right, man. Now, when you are deciding who to vote for, how important are the following issues to you? Economic issues, inflation, family budget, and debt. Very important. So what important? Not
very
too important.
Very important. Very important.
Okay. Securing and protecting our southern border.
Extremely important.
Energy independence for this country.
Extremely important.
Job creation and economic development.
Extremely important.
Being a candidate who supports Donald Trump.
Wait a minute. What was the question?
Being a candidate who supports Donald Trump.
I would say that is very important.
Okay, thank you. All right, ma'am. Now I'm going to read you a bit of information about U.S. Senate candidate Robin Ficker. After each one, please tell me if this information makes you more likely or less likely to vote for him, or it makes no difference to you. Okay, here's the first one. Robin Ficker says he's running for Senate to fight for conservative Republican values. Does this make you more likely or less likely to vote for Ficker, or does not make any difference?
Well, that's helpful. More likely.
Okay, much more or just somewhat more?
Much more, but I'm still voting for Larry Hogan.
Okay. All right, Robin Ficker is a strong supporter of Donald Trump. As a senator, Robin Ficker will actively help President Trump enact his agenda. Does this make you more likely or less likely to vote for Ficker, or does it make any
more
difference?
More likely. More likely.
Okay. All right, Robin Ficker will use his position as U.S. Senator to fight to secure our southern border. Does this make you more likely or less likely to vote for Ficker? Does it make no difference to you?
More likely.
Okay. All right. Thank you. All right, ma'am. And now I'm going to read you a bit of information about Senate candidate Larry Hogan. Okay. After each one, please tell me if this information makes you more likely or less likely to vote for him, or if it makes no difference in your opinion. Okay. Larry Hogan is a strong opponent of Donald Trump. Hogan is doing everything he can to stop President Trump. Does this make you more likely or less likely to vote for Hogan, or makes no difference to you?
Less likely. And
unfortunately, I wish I could
explain to you much less likely. But
okay.
Larry Hogan's the only one that's going to be able to win, so I will take the positives when I can get them. That's what nobody's pulling.
Okay. All right, ma'am. And as a governor, Larry Hogan locked down businesses, schools, and other activities during much of the pandemic, while others Republicans, governors kept their state open. Does this make you more likely or less likely to vote for Hogan, or does it make no difference to you?
It doesn't make a difference to me.
Okay. All right. Larry Hogan says he's running for Senate not to serve one party, but to stand up for both parties. So does this make you more likely or less likely to vote for Hogan, or does it make no difference?
It's not going to make a difference.
Okay. All right. Thank you. All right, ma'am. Now, I'd like to ask you once again if the May 2020 Republican primary election were held today for the United States Senate, for whom would you vote? Robin Picker, Larry Hogan, Chris Chaffee, or someone else?
I'm going to tell you that you've now made me think, and I'm going to have to do some homework.
But it's for right now.
Yeah, I think I'm going to vote for Larry Hogan.
Okay.
Just because of name recognition.
Okay. Generally, would you describe yourself to be a moderate Republican or a conservative Republican?
Conservative Republican.
Okay. And would that be very conservative or just somewhat conservative?
Very conservative.
Very
fiscally.
Conservative. Okay. Okay, ma'am, the last questions are just for statistical purpose only, and I really appreciate your time and help, okay? And this will assist us greatly in analyzing your responses. Into which of the following age groups do you fall? 18 to 39, 40 to 49, 50 to 59, or 60 or older?
50 to 59.
All right, ma'am, and that was the last question. Thank you very much for your time. This concludes our survey. I really appreciate your time. Okay, you have a great evening.
Yeah, you too. Thanks. Bye.
All right, bye-bye.